The fourth exercise is simply called Notice Your Thoughts. Take a moment to identify a thought that you're having right now. If you can, put that thought into words like a phrase or sentence. Now, add the following phrase before that phrase. I'm having the thought that. So, if you were thinking, when I finish this I have to call Mum, then just say to yourself, I'm having the thought that when I finish this I have to call Mum. So now, try it again on your own with the next thought that you have. You can also do this with feelings, visual images, and memories. Try identifying a feeling that you're having now, or one that you felt strongly in the past day or two. Now, say to yourself, I'm having the feeling of, then name that feeling. Notice whether you find that first time round, you feel the feeling more strongly than when you simply name the feeling. One way of enhancing this distancing effect with this exercise is to become aware of the fact that it's you that is having the thought, feeling, memory, or image. You can do this by preceding the labeling phrase, I'm having the feeling, or I'm having the thought, with the additional phrase, I notice that. So it will sound like this. I notice that I'm having the feeling of irritation. Or, I notice I'm having the thought that I should clean up the kitchen now. Okay, so pause the recording here and try that a few times with different thoughts and feelings. Back now? Good. As you continue to practice these diffusion techniques, you should find that you can start to experience thoughts as just thoughts, and feelings as just feelings. Remember, though, that we're not aiming to stop the thoughts or feelings from happening, or to get rid of them.